It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Jim Vespi of Mamaroneck, New York. I said, think of a major American corporation of the past. Two words, 15 letters altogether. And I said, change the last three letters in the second word, and you'll name something that will occur later this year. What is it? Well, the corporation is General Electric. Change the last three letters, and we'll have a general election later this year.
There were over 2,600 correct entries, and this week's winner is Aaron Lucas of North Potomac, Maryland. Congratulations, Aaron.
Thank you, Aisha. I'm really excited to be on the puzzle.
I mean, you're in North Potomac, Maryland, pretty close to D.C. Is that why the general election was on your mind?
This was one that just popped in my head, like as Will was saying it.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I like to run. I'm a big fan of cooking at home, and I love hanging out with my family. Shout out to my kids, JP and Jackie. I know they're excited to hear me on the air.
So I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As ready as I'm gonna get. Thank you, Aisha.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Aaron and Aisha, I'm gonna give you clues for two six-letter words. Reverse the order of the middle four letters of the first word to get the second word. For example, if I said President Ford and gave an angry look, you would say Gerald and glared.
Okay.
Here's number one, a basement and a person using a telephone.
Basement.
What's another six-letter word for a basement?
Cellar and caller.
You got it. The middle number in a series of ordered numbers and a damsel.
Let's go median and maiden.
You got it. Talked on and on. And then fill in the blank, hoist on one's own blank.
How about prattle? No.
I was thinking prattle too, but what would you be hoisted on?
It has to be a past tense, talked on and on.
Oh, how about droned?
Think of the second one. Do you know that phrase, to be hoist on your own blank?
I'm not familiar with that one. Aisha?
Your own behind, your own, this one I don't know, on your own.
Okay, I'll tell you that one. It's a petard, hoist on your own, ooh. Hoist on your own petard. And backward, it's prated.
Prated, oh, see, I don't know, I don't use that word that much.
Oh, man, I'm going to hear it from my family. We missed one.
All right, we got the next one. Let's see.
Try this. Like fruits such as oranges and tangerines, actor Tony of Some Like It Hot.
Let's citrus and Curtis.
Ooh, you got it. And here's your last one. It's a seven-letter example, and you reverse the middle five letters. Your first word is a framework for supporting climbing plants and people who work a farm.
A lattice?
It's not a lattice. What else? You've got some vines or some flowers that climb, and you would put them on a what?
I know what it looked like. I don't know the name.
Starts with T.
Trellis.
Trellis, is it? And people who work a farm.
Trellis and tillers.
You got it. Trellis and tillers. Good job.
Oh, thank goodness that's over.
Oh, my goodness. That was a hard one. But, Aaron, you did an amazing job, and I'm so glad you did because I was struggling. So how do you feel?
Relieved. thank you for your help, Aisha. I needed it.
No, you did a great job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Aaron, what member station do you listen to?
WAMU in Washington, D.C.
Yes, okay, I do too. That's Aaron Lucas of North Potomac, Maryland. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Aisha. Thank you, Will.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener Chad Graham of Philadelphia. Think of a famous male singer of the past with two A's in his name. Drop both of those A's and the remaining letters can be rearranged to name a popular make out of automobile. What is it? So again, a famous male singer of the past has two A's in his name. Drop both those A's and rearrange the remaining letters to name a popular make of automobile. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, May 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.